My name is Gordon Sinclair. My handle on the IRC is Thistleweb. In this episode of Hacker Public Radio, I'm going to do a lightweight application called Audacious. Now, for those that don't know about Audacious, it's a music player. If you have used Winamp or XMMS, it's along the same lines. I believe Audacious is a successor to XMMS. Certainly, the similarities with Winamp, it's more than just cosmetic. Each of these programs, they have three magnetic windows. They've got a little player window, and they've got a playlist window, and an EQ, an equalizer window, which are all independent. They can be toggled on and off. They're magnetic in the fact that you can move them so that they're next to each other, so that they're lined up next to each other, and then when you move one of them, it moves the other one as well. They move together. It also remembers where it is on the screen as well, which is handy if you just want it away out the road, you know, out the way somewhere. So there are other elements to that make it similar to Winamp as well. You've got, for a start, the skins. There are something like 5 or maybe 6 skins that come with Audacious by default. That may vary depending on the distribution you use, I'm not sure. But the skins, that's not your only choice for skins. Winamp skins are compatible with Audacious. You can drop Winamp skins into the Audacious skins folder, and they'll show up in the menu, in the preferences, to allow you to select them. Now, there are two different types of Winamp skins. There's modern and there's classic. I believe the classic ones work, but the modern ones don't. There are two different file formats as well. There's .wal, W-A-L, and there's .wsz, I think. One of these is the modern skins, and one of these is the classic skins. The reason I'm a bit vague on that is because I actually prefer the default 1.3 classic skin that comes with Audacious. So I've not used any of these extensions for quite a while. The other thing that makes it very similar to Winamp is the fact that you can have it as a system tray icon as well. You can minimize it to the system tray and control it from there. You know, a right click on that can then give you your play, pause, whatever. Or you can have it set up to your keys, to have like a multimedia keys to play or pause when the phone goes. But these are done in Winamp. They are done just by ticking an option in the preferences. In Audacious, you have to install the plugins to do that. Now, the plugins it's a single plugins file that's in the repos. I usually install them both at the same time, the player and the plugins. If you search for Audacious in your package manager, you should see both. That collection of plugins under one program should have a status icon, which gives you your icon in the system tray, and allows you to right click and just open a file from there. It also gives you should have global hotkeys in there, which lets you assign your play, pause, and your skip track, volume up, whatever, to keys on your keyboard. And then the one that I use in addition to that is Audio Compressor, which is sort of it kind of looks forward a bit in the track and makes sure that it's all more or less the same volume, which is not very good for music, But it's handy for podcasts and audiobooks, which is the main reason that I use, the main things that I listen to, which is why I have that particular one. So, I mean, why would you want a little lightweight player as opposed to one of the bigger ones? Well, for me, I've got an older computer, so I need to count every megabyte. I don't want something that's going to take up 40, 50, 60 meg just to run and get in my road. I don't need that. I don't want that. So I need something lightweight and resources. Now, the big dogs, the big programs like Exale and Banshee and Amarok and Rhythmbox, they're great, but they've got far too much that I don't need. They all tend to be multi-section windows, you know, with different lists of different things, and you know, built-in podcatchers and built-in connections to Last.fm, and you know, anytime you add a new album, it wants to synchronize that and import it into your library and have all these different playlists, and I don't need all that. There's a lot of people don't want all that complexity. So Audacious fits the bill just very nicely, in my opinion. If you have a lot of spare space, that's fine, you can go with whatever you want. If you don't need all that complexity and you just want to throw a folder into the player and say, right, play, minimise it to the system tray and just do whatever you need to do. That way you're not... the sound's coming out, you've got control with the keyboard, and it's not taking up any space on the panel. So that's Audacious, basically. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's basically an intro to Audacious. So if you've been looking for a little music player that'll play on an older computer and doesn't take up much space, either in real estate on the screen or in resources to run, definitely check Audacious out. You could do a lot worse. So that's been another Hacker Public Radio, and I'll call it a day at that. So my name is Gordon Sinclair. My handle on the IRC is Thistleweb. If you want to contact me via email, it's thistle.webcast@googlemail.com. Until next time, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.